You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. It started with a tweet November 9th, the day after the election of Donald Trump, a picture of a few charter buses in downtown Austin, along with a message quoting here, "Anti-Trump protesters in Austin today are not as organic as they seem. Here are the buses they came in. Hashtag fake protests Trump 2016 Austin," end tweet. Despite the Twitter user only having about 40 followers, it was just a matter of hours before the story went viral, picked up on a popular Reddit feed, then a conservative web forum, the Free Republic, then the president-elect himself tweeting about the professional protesters. Just one problem. The tweet wasn't based in fact. The buses were in town, chartering folks for a software conference. But at that point, it just didn't matter much. The story had taken on a life of its own. Which leaves us where, discerning fact from fiction in an age where a web post can go viral in hours without much thought or care given to its validity? Talk about this, Tony Peterson, professor and chair of the Journalism Department at Southern Methodist University, SMU. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, David. Great to be with you.
Is there a pattern about which pieces of fake news get traction and which ones don't? It seems there's a certain appeal to the partisan blogosphere, at least to me.
Oh, I think that's correct. And there are a lot of people out there searching for pretty much any bit of information that seems to serve a political point of view and that gets blown up and magnified in the digital realm. And, of course, that's the nature of viral news and viral communication that we have with social networks.
How much of the spread of fake news should be attributed to individuals sharing it, you know, versus the sites, other sites picking it up and you know, sort of making that leap into the mainstream media?
Well, generally speaking, it starts with one person and sharing it among friends and contacts, and then it gets picked up, and organizations are looking for this sort of tidbit of information all the time. And then once it gets into an organization with thousands of followers, it goes viral, and the growth of it and the element of communication that occurs in just a few minutes is really quite explosive.
But I can't understand how it makes that leap from rumor to something that would be taken seriously by a mainstream news organization. For example, I mean, you have the idea that, at least in mainstream journalism, that you get two sources to verify any story. Has that gone out the window now? Or, you know, just looking at what happened in Austin the day after the election, where did things go so wrong?
Well, there's a point at which rumor becomes news in and of itself. And the vetting process has completely fallen by the wayside in a lot of news organizations. And when the rumor itself is news, regardless of whether that rumor has any basis in fact, then the spread of that rumor becomes simply a part of the news cycle.
What I find rather fascinating is that this wasn't, as you say, a news story until the rumor sort of took on a life of its own when Donald Trump tweeted something about fake protesters, which seemed to amplify the impact of this tweet. If you were a news organization that chose not to go with that story, then right-wing media would say, well, the mainstream media's got something to hide, right?
Oh, sure. And it cuts both ways. We've reached this partisan position, and the left has a particular agenda, the right has a particular agenda, and any mainstream news media organization is going to be accused of ignoring whichever viewpoint you happen to have. And I think that's just kind of where we are. And I wish I could say that I see some end to it, but I really don't.
Is there a fix? I mean, I know there's no silver bullet, but is there a way in which consumers of journalism can somehow know what to trust, who to trust, in an era when we're bombarded with information that, you know, from sources which may or may not be named, if they exist at all?
Well, I would think the only fix is really a certain amount of media literacy that just doesn't exist in the general public right now. And that's taking with a grain of salt just about anything you read on Facebook or Twitter or any of the other social networks. I realize this is a little bit of an old-fashioned viewpoint, but go back to the mainstream news organizations that have credibility and that have a history of vetting news and have a history of telling and communicating news that has a real basis in fact and not just a rumor.
Tony Peterson is professor and chair of the Journalism Department at SMU. Professor Peterson, thanks for taking the time to speak with us on The Standard.
Thank you, David. Great to visit with you.